Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the next level of love and life.
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Pop.
Welcome to the Booty Call Show. Welcome to the Booty Call Show.
Welcome to the next level of love and life.
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Pop.
Welcome to the Booty Call Show.
S-Dot has a get-it-done mindset when it comes to achieving. Sharing breakthrough strategies and overcoming solutions for everyday people, he is a communicator of change. S-Dot's most impressive credential is that he keeps it 100 and doesn't water down the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It is this refreshing forthrightness that enables him to speak with a right-now relevance to people from many walks of life. His can't stop, don't stop, won't stop attitude is infectious to those who have experienced this inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach that is committed to helping those most in need succeed in love and life.
I'm talking about love.
Welcome to the Booty Call Show, presented by the S-Dot Files, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Dot, back for another exciting episode of the Booty Call Show. Tonight's episode, we will be discussing the state of disunion between black men and black women. So if you are in your season of singleness and looking for some successful strategies on how to navigate that season of singleness, call us and let's talk. If you are a couple or a member of a couple and you're in crisis, having some drama in your relationship, call us or send us a question in the chat room and let us know how we can be of assistance by way of providing a resource or some information that can help you address that particular situation in your relationship. The call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. And on tonight's show, we're going to be focusing exclusively on the relationships between black men and black women. So if you have any other issue, we ask that you hold that issue for another show. We're going to specifically delve into the state of disunion between black men and black women. Once again, call the number is area code 347-308-8527. Call the number is area code 347-308-8527. It's your man, S-Dot. We'll be back in a minute.
I want to sing this song, but do y'all mind if I put a little soul in it? Whoa. Let me talk to you about black love. Let me give you my definition of black love. It's the kind of love between a Nubian king and a Nubian queen. It's special and so supreme. It's the kind of love between a mother and a daughter, father and a son, identify and join as one. Have love for your people, cause they're a part of you,
a part of you.
And black on black crime, it ain't the thing to do. You gotta reach out for those that are lost and hold on to your identity at any cost. I'm talking about black love. You know we need it. You know we need it. Black love. You know we need it. We need it. Inside you find the least little bit of hate. Throw it away and change your heart. Have a love for yourself, 'cause that's where it starts. And then reach out to your sister and your brother. It's a beautiful thing.
For this week's exciting episode of The Booty Call Show with your host, Estot, inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach, whose Get Your Mind Right series equips, encourages, and empowers everyday people like you in love and life. And now here's another
exciting episode of the Booty Call Show, and tonight's episode is entitled The State of Disunion, Fixing Us. We're going to be talking exclusively about the relationships between black men and black women. If you are a single and you are having some issues in your season of singleness, you would like some advice, give us a call, 347-308-8527. Once again, if you are a single looking to prepare yourself for a relationship, give us a call, 347-308-8527. If you are a member of a couple, black man, black female, black woman, looking for some advice on how to repair a rift in your relationship, you give us a call, 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. And again, we ask that our callers for tonight's show be exclusively black men and black women desiring to be in a relationship with another black man or a black woman. Now, as we all know, the black family is the foundation of the global community. We are the original people. History, so-called history, and science has proven that the original people of the earth were black people, black man, black woman, father and mother of civilization. But as we look around, we cannot ignore the fact that the black man and the black woman, according to the information that we're bombarded with on a day-to-day basis, are at odds, are in a state of disunion. And this is something that needs to be addressed. As members of the original family, black men and black women, we need to address what our issues are, exclusive of all other people. This is not a show in which we're going to focus on tearing one another down. This is a show in which we're going to focus on some constructive conversation and open dialogue as to how we can address many of the issues that we are having as black men and black women failing in our relationships, and therefore enabling us to become better husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, parents, grandparents, and members of the black family. You know, as we said, the black man and the black woman are the father and mother of all humanity. The black family is a manifestation of the divine order of creation. The black family is preparers of the so-called scent to walk with purpose. There is no one that walks this earth that would be in existence had it not been for the original union of the black man and the black woman. And let us be clear, the black man's best friend is the black woman, and vice versa, not a dog or a diamond. We must reclaim our friendship and reject the pretension that currently exists between us. Now, how do we define black love? My wife and I have a book in which we specifically deal with the issue of black love. And as co-authors, we extensively did research, and this research came about as a result of us doing a bunch of polls, heartfelt conversations with many of our single and couple friends, and just recognizing how many of these individuals say or desire to have a black love relationship, meaning a black man with a black woman, and how many of these individuals are either failing in their season of singleness or are in crisis in their states as couples. And looking at this situation, we began jotting down some ideas. We developed a workshop seminar in which we could sit down and have some open dialogue, and I don't mean monologue because we know there's a difference. A monologue is a conversation in which one person's voice is the only voice you hear. A dialogue is an open discussion of more than one voice looking for and encouraging feedback from others. And as a result of many of these workshops and seminars and just discussions that we've had with many couples, we have drawn some conclusions. Our research has led us to a point in which we've been blessed to be able to be led to formulate a book. Now, this show is not about pushing a book. This show is about listening to and having a conversation with singles and couples desiring black love. Now, first and foremost, one of the things that has always stuck out to me is how many times I hear people say falling in love. That phrase, that terminology has always rubbed me wrong, because I don't believe that you fall in love. And more specifically, I know that you don't fall in black love, because black love is intentional, not accidental. It is a choice designed and made to honor black-centered love consciousness as a way of life. You know, black love is a commitment to birthing, becoming, and being living examples that learn and teach by evidence. You know, that is what black love is, you know. It is a cultural construct for reprogramming and reproducing those who have been miseducated and taught to love those who encourage and promote self-hate amongst those who are disenfranchised, despised, and divided. Many of us think that we are experiencing black love and we find ourselves unequally yoked with another individual who we perceive as being a person who wants black love, and then we find out at some point in that relationship that we're unequally yoked and we're dealing with an individual who has not dealt with or examined and unearthed many of their counterproductive behaviors and activities and beliefs. And this is an ongoing process for people who are bombarded with negative information on a continuous basis. It is extremely difficult these days for a black man and a black woman to have a black love relationship. It's just very difficult. Now, black love is the seed which becomes the black family tree. It is illogical to plant an apple seed and hope to harvest an orange. So therefore, if you desire black love or a so-called apple tree, you cannot expect to plant an orange seed, which is anything other than black love, a black man loving a black woman, any other sort of coupling, and expect to harvest an apple tree, which would be black love. You know, similarly, we cannot plant love for others in the soils of our minds and someday expect our hearts will magically manifest love for ourselves. We must plant what we desire to grow and give us sustenance. So therefore, black love, first and foremost, is about black men and black women recognizing the importance of self-love of themselves and love of members of the black family. This is not about black men and black women focusing on hating other individuals, because, quite frankly, that just takes too much energy, and we have far too much work to do to focus our constructive energy on destructive pursuits like focusing on other individuals. So black love requires us to acknowledge our purpose and redefine our perception and reinforce our protection against any and all that undermine our practice of black love for ourselves and family members. Purpose, perception, protection, practice. These are the four essential principles of black love. Let me say them again. Purpose, perception, protection, and practice. These are the four essential principles of black love. Remember, black love is family-centered in commitment to preserving the heritage of black people. Black love is about procreation, cultivation, and elevation. Self-hate is about aborting, distorting, and exploiting. The process of self-annihilation requires one to abort their future by distorting their mind with a pull-out mentality and exporting one's focus to worshiping others. So many of our children and offspring today have grown up feeling as if many of them are what I would call pull-out babies, children that weren't conceived in black love, children that someone has to go to the doctor and force another person to accept paternity of those children. And this is a very hurtful thing. We have a generation who for the last decade and a half spent a considerable amount of time watching shows like Jerry Springer and Ricky Lake. And these young people as a result of watching these shows, oftentimes unsupervised by parents, because many of these young people watched these shows in the afternoon when they got home from school as latchkey children, they were bombarded with all of this disinformation that consistently showed them on a day-to-day basis black males who were presented in the roles of being black men. And we know that there's a distinction between a man and a male. And they also saw black females who were presented in the roles of black women. And we know that there's a distinction between black women and black females. So they watch these television shows which program them to be adverse to the black family. Many of these shows showed many black females come on to the television show and claim that one individual was the father of a child. And through paternity testing, somehow it was discovered that that individual was not the father of that child. And as a result of that, you know, many times these young people would watch a black male on TV buck dancing about how happy and relieved he was that he was not the father of this black child. And it made for entertaining television, but no one thought about how did that child feel going home, recognizing that someone danced, celebrated, not being their father, that their mother did not know who their father was. And this is a very hurtful condition. It's a very hurtful situation to be inflicted upon young people on a day-to-day basis. And many of these young people who sat at home oftentimes were in situations similar or situations in which they didn't have a relationship with both of their parents. Oftentimes, because many of these mothers of these children were misguided, were suffering from what my wife and I would call low self-esteem, and we all can suffer from low self-esteem. That's not exclusive to just women. Men suffer from it as well, because I know I definitely did. And as a result of that, oftentimes in their promiscuous seasons of life, these individuals oftentimes looking for love in all the wrong places and not recognizing that they don't have self-love within themselves, found themselves engaged in questionable activities with individuals and found themselves pregnant. Now, of course, they didn't get pregnant alone, but as a result of these pregnancies and these children who came about as a result of these pregnancies, we now have a generation of young people who have grown up in fractured families, who have grown up with mothers who do not know the paternity of the father, with fathers who consider those children to be pull-out babies. They say they pulled out. They say they were wearing a condom. They don't believe that it's their baby. And now we have a whole generation of young people who are very hurt, who are very distraught. And this same young generation is now watching shows like Love and Hip Hop. Now we know that hip hop is oftentimes the soundtrack to the lives of many of our young people. So they're watching a show called Love and Hip Hop, in which every relationship on this show is dysfunctional. So therefore, what's happening is this show is teaching them or redefining what love is meant or what love should be based on the perception of this show. And it's also at the same time redefining what hip-hop is. Anyone who's watched this show knows that there is no love being shown and very little hip-hop being heard. So I want you to take a listen. To a song that is an outgrowth of what has gone on in the last decade and a half. And we'll come back in a few minutes. The call-in number is area code 347-308. 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. It's your man, S. Dot.
Ghetto slick. Putting it down. Putting it down.
No little thing mine. What you think I'm off the line? You look just like Jenny Wild. I know we've been talking about fine.
And your skin darker than mine. Straight ahead, too good. Both her eyes is rough. He ain't got my eyes. They ain't brown enough. He playing baby shower stunts. I was counting the months. All I'm thinking is why me and what the f*** you want. You better call that pretty boy up and harass him. Doc told me that you was like an ass with him. I ain't your baby's father. Ain't even close to that. Now what I look like? Forget it. Don't answer that. I'm probably a fool. You know what? You're probably right. Like I'm probably his pops and I'm probably white. Get on before you get jumped on and such. That little f*** you ain't know what you stoned or what. You can't just lie. Job die your baby dad. You need to slow down, love, cause you're moving too fast. Tell him,
no, little shit ain't mine. No, what you think I'm off the line? You look just like Junior Wine. I know we've been dropping our spine. Could it be that you can do it time? The cat that's a big ass in the bar. Back in 99, everybody thought you were so fine. The ain't no,
ain't nothing.
No,
a bitch ain't with that shit. Kind of nerve. All I done for you, ain't got no words for you. Just have your and go. Find your baby father, cause I'm not him, no. What you think, I don't know. Your C-Lo, better go follow me.
Look, man, got the same head display, the same eyelashes, the same DNA kid, the match ain't clashing. Asking about somebody up north, you killing me so. You wanted it wrong, said your broke off. Met Jenny Wine one time, you trying to beat me in the head with that. Meet me in the bed with that, to trigger these drawers. Since I let you dip in it, check the birth certificate, put a clip in it, yeah, that's yours.
No, little
kid
ain't mine. What you think I'm off the line? You look just like Jenny Wine.
Them hoes be straight OC. Oh. Try to set Sha up. Now she know me. End up like Karoo. Oh. But no cold D's. It's the truth. When you raised over OD's, only raw for you. It's the all rules.
Yo,
awful. Now she trying to say that kid mine is gonna force you. Never forced you, but named it clean. Can't respect your hustle. Life ain't a game. Like the night I was in it.
What?
Love is love. Room full of lies. Smoke freaked on a high note. Now she cry broke. Hate to kill your high hopes. Just ask and go. Don't try to get live. Hoes scams ain't for stroke. Plans ain't good slow.
So?
Besides, I ride rough. You just ain't a pro.
What?
Take pain to grow. No game to know.
Huh.
That look like it ain't mine. What you say, y'all?
No,
it
ain't mine.
Ain't mine.
What you think I'm off the line?
I got stupid on my head.
Just like Jenny Wine. So we've been dropping our side. Could it be that you can do it time?
That brother right there.
Ooh. Ooh. Back in 99. Everybody thought you were so fine.
Got played? Don't be a lame. S-Dot is now coaching on the game. Get the Getting Over It Guide, exposing the game. Learn how to stop playing yourself on RTK Communications. Don't hate the player. Learn to peep game. Exposing the game, the first volume of the 7 series Get Your Mind Right, from inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach, S-Dot Jones.
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Dot, back for another exciting episode of the Booty Call Show. And tonight's episode is entitled State of Disunion, We're talking about the ever-increasing gulf between black men and black women. And tonight's show, we have an open forum for black men and black women who are either singled or coupled to call in. And let's have an open discussion about the state of disunion between black men and black women. And once again, tonight's show is solution-oriented. This is not a forum for us to come together and do the usual complaining about what's wrong with black women or black men. We want to really have a constructive conversation, a productive dialogue between black men and black women, whether you're singled or coupled, and talk about some strategies and some resources and how we can go about the necessary work of repairing the ever-increasing gulf between black men and black women. The call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. I want to take a moment to share with you a clip from Dr. Amos Wilson. And Dr. Amos Wilson is someone who has had a profound effect on my life. I attended a number of his lectures here in New York. I had the privilege and the honor of speaking to him a number of times. He used to have a print shop on 125th Street. I went there a few times and had a few different things printed, as well as was able to just sit and chat with him on a few different occasions. Also, seeing him at different lectures throughout New York City was an honor and a privilege to hear him. I've have pretty much all of his books, pretty much all of his lectures on video, VHS tape or DVD, and also watch many of his things on YouTube as well, Dr. Amos Wilson. And he was a giant amongst small men in terms of thinking specifically from an African-centered perspective about the psychology of black people. And oftentimes what I hear is many times many of us, and myself included, seek out resources for what we recognize are mental imbalances, and these resources are not African-centered. One of the things that I did in a former relationship, which I now know was incorrect, is that I sought out counseling, and the counselor that I sought out was a non-black person. And this does not say that this individual was incompetent and so forth, but the reality is this individual was not equipped to address my issues from an African-centered perspective. And as a result of that, the counseling experience gave me some resources, but it was not holistically beneficial for us as a couple. So that relationship did not survive. It could have, but I recognize because we chose an individual who was not African-centered as a counselor, then as a result, much of the information that was shared with us and much of the insight just came from a perspective of someone who was a non-black individual, so it wasn't African-centered. And I think it's very important for singles and couples to seek out an individual who is African-centered in their psychological perspective and their sociological perspective, because we have to recognize that there are differences, and those differences can be very profound. And oftentimes many of us want to try to apply the ideology of other individuals to our unique situations, and we end up realizing at some point down the road that, you know, you can't, once again, plant an apple seed and expect to plant an orange and expect to, you know, get an apple tree. And that's what happens with many of us. So I want to play this clip, and this is from a lecture which is on self-transformation. And I think it's very profound. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. The call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. It's your man, S-Dot. We'll be back in a minute.
We have to transform the relationship between black males and black females and transform the nature of black life, period. We must transform the American system itself. Yeah, you can't get around that. Oh, yeah, we have to transform. If we are going to say that living in America, being black in America, creates a good deal of the problems that we have, then we must change America as a part of changing what? The problems. Now, it doesn't mean that we focus outside of ourselves, because one of the best ways of changing America is by what means? Changing ourselves. I've told you before that we are not only the creation of whites, we also create them. That they cannot be what they are unless we are what we are. And therefore, if we engage in self-transformation, we engage in the transformation of the nation and ultimately in the transformation of the world. This is what I'm saying again about an African-centered education, that more deeply than all, in terms of an African-centric education, is that we are not creating a revolution in America as much as we are creating a revolution in ourselves. But that revolution in ourselves is a revolution in America. And that's why we look at ourselves and transform ourselves. It means then that we must gain a perception of what is real. Maladaptive behaviors flow from the inability to operate in terms of what is real in the world. Where are we as African people? What is our real history? What is the real nature of this social system? And how does that reality intrude into our lives? We must come to know ourselves. If we do not know ourselves, we lose control of ourselves. We don't know why and for what reason we behave as we do. We must exercise control over ourselves. We must come to esteem ourselves and accept ourselves. To a good extent, the problems that we talk about all the time are problems that flow from people avoiding themselves, escaping their real selves, and creating mechanisms and machinations to facilitate their escape from themselves, and using other people and abusing other people in their escape from self-acceptance, in their escape from their real African selves as a people. And therefore, if we're going to stop abusing and using other people and using them as objects and so forth, then we must come back into self-acceptance and come back into reality. We must gain the ability to form affectionate relationships. And ladies and gentlemen, the ability to love and how to love is taught. In this system, we are taught that it's something that occurs accidentally and spontaneously. That is not true. Even romantic love, with all of its shivers up and down your spine, and all of this business about you can't eat and you can't sleep and, you know, you toss and turn all night and all that kind of stuff, all of that's taught. You've been listening to the music all the time, haven't you? It's told you how you should feel when you're in love. You know, right? Isn't that what it says? Oh, I think about him all the time. I can't sleep. Oh, you're in love. Not necessarily. You may be addicted. Pun unintended.
Are you ready to get your mind right?
I hope you are, folks. Tonight's episode is entitled State of Disunion, Fixing Us, We're talking about the ever-increasing gulf between today's black man and black woman. The caller number is area code 347-308-8527. Once again, the caller number is area code 347-308-8527. I'm clicked over to the chat, and there's something wrong with my chat. For some reason, it's not loading. So if you are in the chat room, unfortunately, I'm unable to interact with you on tonight's episode. So if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. Now, one of the things that I have observed is that there are a number of black males and females today who are participating in their own destruction. Many of them on most of the social networks spend an inordinate amount of time posting counterproductive information about black people. And then most of these individuals wonder why there is an ever-increasing gulf between black people. But they don't stop to recognize how the information or disinformation that they put out there serves as ties to this very destructive cycle of disinformation against black relationships. Speaking specifically, I can think of one black male who oftentimes shares with me his desire to be in a relationship with a black female, but yet most of the information that I see on his Facebook page, most of the tweets that he shares on Twitter, are about the most derogatory things about black women. He posts constantly images of black women turned around, bent over things, constantly posts songs that depict black women as bitches and hoes, constantly post videos and so forth that reinforce the most negative stereotypes of black men or black males. And then he wonders why it is that he can't get the quote-unquote queen that he feels he deserves. And I one day said to him, well, how do you expect to get a queen when you're dressed up like a court jester? Now, of course, he got very offended because he was like, you know, why would I say that to him? But one of the things that I recognize is that many of us don't want to deal with the truth. You know, we want to hide from the truth. You know, we want to pretend that the truth isn't the truth. And years ago, as I've shared on past episodes, I saw a movie, Antoine Fisher, which was a very pivotal movie for me in my growth and development, because at that point I was in a long-term relationship which was failing. We were going to couples counseling with a non-black couples counselor and still experiencing a great deal of turmoil. And then seeing this movie, it was self-evident that many of the things that were experienced by Antoine Fisher's character were things that were very similar to my own life's testimony. And the woman that I was involved with at the time said to me, it's not enough for you to tell me what's wrong and us to just lay here and, you know, you bellyache about why it is that you feel less than your best. You've got to be proactive about the process of healing yourself. And this is one thing that I will always be grateful to her for, regardless of how the relationship ultimately turned out, because this was the first woman that recognized that she was not going to settle for me being my less than best or her being her less than best and we made an attempt for me to get healed. Now, even though the couples counseling didn't have the most or the ideal productive outcome, it was a step in the right direction. And many black males today definitely need to deal with and address some very deeply embedded issues. Many black males today have grown up in households and in environments in which they've been subjected to a lifelong of, emotional abuse. Many black males, like Antoine Fisher's character and like myself, have grown up in environments where they've been called nigger their whole life, where the female role models or the female matriarchs that were around them have said things like, you're not shit, like your father wasn't shit, you're never going to be shit, you're a stupid nigger, and all these sorts of things. And as a result of growing up in environments like that, these black males grow up with a great deal of hostility towards black females. And many of them oftentimes don't know how to verbalize what that hostility is, so it turns into sexualized aggression. Many of these black males become very promiscuous. Some of them become even physically abusive. Some become involved in other sort of socially inappropriate behavior, such as gang activity, drugs, and alcohol. Many of these individuals spend a great deal of time in greater confinement as a result of growing up in environments where they have been verbally abused and torn down, particularly at the hands of black females, who oftentimes were the only parental figure in that household. So if your mother referred to you as a nigger, or your grandmother as a nigger, you embraced that terminology and accepted it and wore it as a badge of honor, which is why it's become commonplace today. And I hear all sorts of rationalizations. Nigger means nigga or niggas. But when we're still and we're real with ourselves, we know that that's a lot of bullshit. We know how nigga was said, how nigga was meant, and we can rationalize it all we want to, but we know in our quiet moments that we feel a sense of brokenness. Let's take a listen to Antoine Fisher.
Miss Tate, she used to put us against each other so much, we started hating each other. But I think deep down inside, we really hated ourselves.
What do you mean?
Keith was half white. She would try to compare Keith to me and Dwight. He had the good hair and we had the bad hair. She used to say how Keith was better than us because his father was white. I wish that was Keith.
Not even Keith could escape from being called a nigger. She hardly used our names. She said the word nigger so often, called us nigger so often, that
we can tell who she was talking to by the way she said the word nigger.
And many of us can relate to that growing up. I know I definitely can. Growing up in my household and in my neighborhood, many of the black females who I grew up around, including my own mother, were very verbally abusive. Some of them thought of it as toughening us up because the world was going to treat us like a nigger, so they called us niggers. And many of them were not dealing with or avoiding the sense of loss of relationships from many of our fathers. And as a result, many of these black females were angry and abused us verbally because we either looked at or resembled or reminded them of those father figures. So oftentimes they would heap all sorts of emotional abuse on us and say, you ain't shit just like your father. You look just like your no good father. That nigga wasn't shit, and you never going to be shit. So if you grow up, and the only person who the only person who is your paternal figure, whether it be your mother or your grandmother, and that person tells you you ain't shit and you're a no good nigger, you grow up and embrace that. And at some point, you just wear it as a badge of honor, despite the fact of how derogatory it is, despite the fact of how negative it makes you feel about yourself. Now, there are many black females who grew up in households in which they were constantly referred to as bitches. I mean, bitch for many of them was their name, you know. And many of these black females, as a result of hearing it so much, bitch became something of a badge of honor for them too, you know. They didn't see it as being derogatory after a while. In fact, they turned it into an acronym. It became all sorts of different things. I'm the baddest bitch. I'm the realest bitch. I'm a gangster bitch. But yet and still, they knew in reality that there was an unspoken hurt beneath that tough exterior. And let's take a listen to Tupac joint. We'll be back in a minute. It's your man, S. Dot. Call the numbers 347-308-8527. Once again, the call the numbers 347-308-8527. We'll be back in a minute.
You wonder why they call you bitch.
Look here, Miss Thang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money hungry woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was seasoned, even easy, sleeping around for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay, I can see you in the stray as a way out. Keep your mind on your money, enroll in school, and as the years pass by, you can show them fools. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man, you dug a ditch, got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch. They call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. In the skin tight mini skirt looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back tears aside. The Lord knows for years I tried, and all the other people on my block hate your guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut. Like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams, plotting schemes on a man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I guess time's getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare, you about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got enough of trick to me. Way did it, it was smooth. Plotting while he gaming you. So baby, beat the rules. I should've seen it in the first case. The worst case, I should've never called you back in the first place. I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex. When you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto
But now you're about to be deceased and finally be at peace. So where your niggas at now? Cause everybody left, they stepped and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch. I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch. I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch.
Dear Mr. Lord Sucker, you keep stressing me.
Really?
Fucking with a motherfucker mind. I figured you wanted to know, you know, why we call them hoes, bitch. Maybe this might help you understand.
You
it ain't personal.
No,
strictly business, baby.
Strictly business.
So if you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch. If you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch.
Final fight between black and white has begun. I've led my troops on a wave of assaults to wake up my white brother. All of the niggers of the earth will be killed, except for the few that help with the fight against their mud-soaked brethren. Those few will be spared and live their lives as slaves. Do you want to be spared? Come join my army. Hey, nigga. Those guys you killed? What color were they? Huh?
Tonight's show is entitled The State of Disunion, Fixing Us. We're talking about the ever-increasing gulf between today's black man and black woman. If you are a single in your season of singleness and looking for some strategies or resources in how to be successful in your season of singleness, give us a call, 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is 347-308-8527. If you are a couple, a black man or a black woman involved in a black-on-black relationship, and you are in crisis or just seeking some advice or support for your union, you give us a call as well at 347-308-8527. Once again, 347-308-8527. So, for those of you who have been following the show for a number of years, you'll know we're coming up on our third anniversary. Wow, I didn't realize it. But this is our third anniversary. Is it three? Maybe before. Okay. But this is our anniversary in the next few weeks. And in the years that I've been doing this show, as I began doing this show was a form of therapy for me. An opportunity for me to get a lot of those thoughts out of my head and share them in an open dialogue with other individuals who were seeking to get to the next level of love and life. And it has been very helpful to me. As I shared in many of my earlier episodes, I began my process to my season of singleness and recognizing that I was very dysfunctional as a black male. You know, I was in a season of what undermined many of my relationships is that for many years I functioned under what I would call roosterism. And roosterism is being that individual who thinks that he's supposed to peck every hen in the barn. So for many years of my life, I functioned as a womanizer. And that was the result of me being exposed to sex very early in life and growing up hypersexualized, as many black males en route to manhood do, and not fully understanding the dynamic of sex, but engaging in sex and deriving affirmation from sex, so that the more that I participated in sex, I received affirmation and accolades from my male peers and affirmations and accolades from my female conquests, so that for many years in my growth and development as a young person, I confused sex with love, as many of us do. For many years, if I wanted to, you know, get a female to be really into me, I thought that the way to do it was to pursue her sexually. And once I conquered her sexually, I assumed that that meant that there would be an emotional connection. And oftentimes, many of these females were emotionally imbalanced as well. Of the females that I've encountered and had sexual relations with, looking through my own personal history, I can say that 8 out of every 10 black females that I've had sexual relations with has experienced some form of womb trauma, and that womb trauma being the result of either incest, rape, or abortion, or a miscarriage. So many of these females were very dysfunctional themselves. So growing up as a dysfunctional black male and being enjoined in sexually non-productive relationships with equally dysfunctional, if not more dysfunctional, black females, it meant that I was in a very vicious cycle for many years of my life. And as a result of coming out of a long-term relationship in 2004-2005, I made a decision that after that relationship was over, because I had tried to be in that relationship for about 6 or 7 years, I made a decision that rather than go back and be the unfulfilled black male that I was that participated in roosterism, I was going to become celibate. Now, of course, this was an absolute joke to anyone who knew me, because anyone who knew me knew that I came from a very sexually promiscuous background. So the very thought of me being celibate was impossible to most people. It was impossible to me myself. But I recognized that I wanted something different from my life. And one of the things that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing but expecting different results. And when I looked at many of my relationships, I recognized that I continually changed partners but ended up at the same place. Broken, battered, and still desiring love and wondering what was wrong with the other person, until I had my Michael Jackson Man in the Mirror moment, literally. I literally heard that song one day and looked at myself and said, you know, I have to stop saying it's other people, and I have to really look at myself. I have to really look at and examine why it is that I'm continually making the same choices, you know. And it was painful looking in the mirror, you know, because I was used to being down with OPP, looking out the window at other people and saying it was this person, it was that person. But looking in that mirror was a very sobering look at myself. And when I looked in that mirror, I came to the realization that I didn't love me. I didn't even like me. And that was harsh. Because most of us think that we love ourselves because we got Facebook pages and we've got 5,000 friends. We're on Twitter and 100,000 people or 10,000 people are following you. And because you have all of these distractions, you think that you love yourself because you're a fan of yourself. You've got a Facebook fan page. But if we're real with ourselves, many of us can sit down and recognize that many of us don't even like ourselves. We don't even know ourselves, you know. And I was listening to the show Love and Hip Hop last night, and one of the individuals, K. Michelle, said something like, that silence of being alone with herself killed her. She couldn't take the very silence of being alone with herself. And it reminded me of where I was. When I would sit and I would really just try to be still and listen to myself, I realized that I had to have the TV on, I had to listen to music and all these other things. So when I became single again, I decided that I wasn't going to have a television, you know, other than my computer, which I could use to watch DVDs from time to time, and that wasn't going to be excessive. I was going to submerge myself in a lot of self-help material, so-called self-help material, personal development and growth, and then a bunch of reading and really learning about myself. And it was a 5-year journey inward. Because if you want to know why you go without, you need to go within. And in going within, I really began to discover and uncover what were at the root and the heart of many of my issues. And as a result of that, I began doing the work, the very necessary work, that enabled me to get to where I am today. And I am by no means anywhere near where I aspire to be. But, you know, it was a process. And a very, very lengthy process. And it still continues today. But, you know, nonetheless, it was a rewarding process. And I've always been out loud and unapologetically sharing of what my process was. Because, you know, I was looking for resources and other individuals along that journey who could share some resources and advice or something. And unfortunately, there weren't many people on that journey who were willing to share anything. And it was very painful taking that journey at many times by myself. But the reason that I was able to be open to receiving and being in a relationship with my wife when the Creator provided that season of opportunity is because I did the work. And that's what many black men and black women in their seasons of singleness aren't doing these days. They're anxious to be in relationships with others, but they're not first and foremost in relationships with themselves. And it's nothing worse than being in a relationship with someone else prematurely. It's like what my grandmother would say, a gift becomes a curse. A gift out of season becomes a curse. It's nothing worse than being with the right person and you're still the wrong you. Because you stand around and you wonder, when is this person going to recognize that I'm not my best self? When is this person going to wise up and, you know, leave me? You know, and it's a very terrifying and frightening feeling to be in that sort of situation. And, you know, I was there. I was there for a minute, you know. And at the end of that relationship, I had that, you know, moment where I was terrified, where I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew I wasn't going to go back to where I was, that I had to do something different with my life. And maybe you're there. The call-in number is 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. And we've got about 18 minutes left in tonight's show, so if you want to call in, you want to share, you got 18 minutes, 347-308-8527. We'll be back in a minute. It's your man, S-Dot.
How to come home? Where you been?
I came for one thing. Whatever you can tell me about my real family.
I don't know nothing about your real people.
A name, number, anything?
I said I don't know. Now come along, come on.
I remember everything. Everything. You could have helped me.
but instead you beat me to dust. And you?
Boy, I don't know what you're talking
yes,
about.
You do. I was 6 years old.
Now you just listen.
No, you listen to me.
No, I think you done forgot.
I think you forgot. I said listen to me. This is my time. You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do. You couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. And I always will be.
Are you ready to get your mind right?
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Dot. We're coming up on our final 13 minutes of tonight's show. Tonight's show is entitled State of Disunion, Fixing Us. We're talking about the ever-increasing gulf between black men and black women. So if you are a single person in your state of singleness, looking for some strategies and how to prepare for that next relationship, give us a call, 347-308-8527. If you are a black man or a black woman in a black love relationship, you may be in conflict or crisis or just looking for some support or affirmation for your black union, give us a call, 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. I want to shout out and acknowledge those who are listening to this show on the archive. This show is very popular on the archives. I know that we've been somewhat infrequent in terms of doing shows, me being 1 year into a marriage, and we also have a baby now, and she's 7 months old, you know, a lot of family stuff going on, so therefore I oftentimes don't get to do shows as I would frequently like to do shows, but I do appreciate those of you who listen to the show. Many of you listen to the show throughout the week, download the show to your iPods, your iPhones, your iTunes on your desktop, and I appreciate that. I look at the stats on a weekly basis. I see that many of our most recent shows have been estimating downloads in excess of 1,800 downloads per show. In fact, the last show, I believe the downloads were in excess of 2,000 downloads, which is actually quite phenomenal. So I thank each and every one of you who listened to the show on the archive. Thank you. I appreciate it. If you have any questions or comments for any upcoming shows, you can shoot me an email at ts.files@gmail.com. Once again, the s.files@gmail.com. The email address is thestdotfiles@gmail.com. That's thestdotfiles@gmail.com. You can also follow me on all the social networks on Facebook or Twitter. Twitter.com/TheS.Files on Twitter or Facebook, and let's link and shoot me a message. Let me know what's good with you. If you got any questions or, you know, suggestions about upcoming shows, maybe guest suggestions and so forth. As we move into our fall season, we're going to have a number of guests that are going to be featured on the show. We're going to look to be back in a regular rotation, as well as the Dot team has been putting together a number of behind-the-scenes initiatives to enable me to be able to do the show more consistently. It's very difficult trying to run the show as a one person oftentimes, because oftentimes I think of doing shows spontaneously, like today's show. I actually scheduled this show 15 minutes before I did it, so the show was scheduled at about 7:15 for 7:30. So, and that's how I've done a number of shows, because I recognize a lot of people follow the show. Shout out to everyone who listens to the show on Facebook as well. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you as well. And, you know, so that's what it is. And as we look to close out tonight's show, I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate each and every person that listens to this show, that shares this show with other individuals. If you are on any of the social networks, I would appreciate it if you forward the show along to other people who might benefit from hearing, sharing of this information. Definitely appreciate that. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow the show, click, you know, follow, and follow the show. That way you're able to get all upcoming updates via email or when you log on to Blog Talk Radio, so you know when a show is scheduled or a new show has been posted. And again, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter /the S.files, or shoot me an email at the S.files@gmail.com. So we're coming up on our final 7 minutes of tonight's show. If you have a question or you want to call in and share, the call-in number is 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is 347-308-8527. And I want to play a song specifically for my wife. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Check it out of your don't stop. Yeah.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
Show entitled State of Disunion, Fixing Us, talking about the ever-increasing gulf between today's black man and black woman. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all who are listening on the archives. And we will catch you all on the next show. Once again, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter /the S.files, or shoot me an email at thefiles@gmail.com. Appreciate each and every one of you listening to tonight's show. This is your man, S. Dot. We'll catch you on the next show. Holla back.
Hey, yo, every time I hear some real hip-hop, man, I start thinking, yo, I'm still in love, man. Listen. I'm in the booth like prison, lit like them. It's music like women, I'm whipped like a nymph. I love to keep it pushing, like the bass and speakers. Love hearing real hip hop and making heaters. Born entertainer, armed with the flamer. If they bust shots when it come on, it's the banger. The place to lose it, who's taking to it? True gangster music, true bass included. Macho lingo, the beat will remind you of the Cuatro Cinco or Cinco de Mayo. Turn the sound sky high. Ride down the block, sound like a drive-by. Keep chicks moving, keep them open. Put them in the mood and they leave something broken. DJ set the scene to it in the club. Sound flat for the whole thing, music for the stars. I told you, I'm still in love, baby. Beat drop heavy, every rhyme one ton. Street's not ready, Harry 911. Spock in frantic, too late to panic. The media
yo, they can't stop from hitting the planet. Sodom and Gomorrah, Saddam and Osama, the harbor, without the bomb and no llama. Sitting at a show performing, vocals are swarming, flow overflowing like a global warming. I flood the market out, I'm over your head now. Roll a carpet out, the drought's over and dead now. When I kill a track, the true story, the cause of euphoria. The thrill is back, next flow level. Hip-hop lover, dress code ghetto, lip-hop cutter. It's the artist trying to rep the hardest and make history, so not even death can part us. Still in love, baby, still in love. They know I get it. They pull me back. I'm going back. Spitting fire. Ghetto music. Getting higher like a drug therapeutic. Hook like an addict. Strong like sex. Look, I gotta have it. It alleviates stress. Quick as marijuana. Settle in the brain. Needle hit the record like heroin to pain. Blood start flowing. Adrenaline rush. Love start dozing. Raw still fiending, still MCing, more deals and gin, bro still screaming. It's that dude, it's that thing, spit that dude, talk that shit. And wait till the lights go off, the show starts. That's when it's time for Raw to go on. I told you I'm still in love, always was.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.